USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is on his state visit to Britain. There have been cheering crowds and protesters as well, but the president says all he saw was love and spirit.
There were thousands of people cheering. I did see a small protest today when I came, very small. So a lot of it is fake news, I hate to say.
But there were thousands of protesters gathered in London's government district, not far from where the president was meeting with British leader Theresa May. They had large signs, a baby Trump balloon, and a statue of him sitting on a golden toilet with a cell phone. There's been another computer breach at a medical testing company. LabCorp says personal and financial data were exposed. CNET's Laura Hotella.
7.7 million consumers were affected, but it looks like a much smaller subset, about 200,000 consumers, had financial information exposed.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.